This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And in another momentous political story of our time, Democrats have clinched control of the Senate with 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris would be the tie-breaking vote for Democrats. That'll be the House, the Senate, and the White House. With Democrats presiding, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore looks at some of the policy consequences.
It takes two to disagree, usually. So with one party in charge of the White House, the House, and the Senate, it's less likely that disagreements become deadlock, as they did for so much of 2020.
We can avoid those sorts of really inefficient, painful negotiations.
Wendy Edelberg is director of economic policy group The Hamilton Project. Democrats won't have a filibuster-proof majority, but they would control the Senate's agenda.
They can be more nimble, they can move faster and be bolder.
In the short term, that very likely means more stimulus targeted at Democratic priorities. John Lieber is a managing director with the Eurasia Group.
You'd see a lot more unconditional aid to state and local governments. You'd probably see a refresh of these broad-based stimulus checks that have gone out now twice. And I think you'd get a much more generous unemployment benefit that would last easily into the summer and probably beyond that.
But those $2,000 stimulus checks might not make it, even under Democrats, according to Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James.
Most economists would just throw up their hands and say, you know, this is not really effective stimulus. There are much better things to spend money on, including, you know, giving more money to the unemployed.
Longer term, a Democratic sweep means policy choices that come with a price tag, says Eurasia Group's John Lieber.
Tax increases, which were designed to finance spending increases for healthcare, education, and green energy. And so those factors over the long run probably start to be a drag on growth as the tax increases and the new regulations kick in.
And Democrats might turn their attention to tax collection itself. Bill Gale is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I think you'll see resources devoted to the IRS to reduce tax evasion and improve the management of the tax system.
Democratic taxes would most likely be borne by wealthier Americans and corporations or come from capital gains, but Gale says there will probably be no hint of tax increases until well after the pandemic is over. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.